I'm Shannon Mullen.
And I'm Dan Fox, and we're here, a very special guest at Holyrook, for an award ceremony.
We are sitting here with Scottish writer, actor and comedian.
Yes, Sanjeev Kohli.
Could you tell us a joke?
Oh, okay. What do you call a judge with no thumbs? Justice fingers. Do you like that?
Aye.
What's Mr. T's favourite yoghurt? A penny for loo. Guy goes into a pub with a jobby in his hand and says, look what I nearly stepped on.
Okay, we're going to ask you a few questions. Okay. When did you decide to go into comedy?
I always say I didn't choose the path. The path chose me. I loved comedy when I was growing up. But when I was 24, 25, got asked by a friend to audition to present a radio show. Okay. I thought, well, I'll do that then. I won't get the job, got the job, and then I was suddenly presenting this radio show, which wasn't actually a comedy show at all. It was more like a kind of magazine show. It was on Radio Scotland. And just because I like comedy, I would write my own script and I'd just put gags in it, just for myself, because no one was actually listening to the show. And so then I sort of got a taste for writing jokes and writing comedy, and then that just sort of went into comedy writing properly and then comedy acting. So I never really chose it. It's interesting coming, obviously, to do the prize giving here and being asked to say a few words of inspiration to the children. I say, well, it's a bit difficult because I can't say, do X, Y, and Z and you'll be an actor. I mean, I sort of fell into it, do you know what I mean? What I would say is that I loved comedy as a child and I've kept that passion up.
Right. What's been your favourite part of TV?
It has to be Naveed. I mean, I've been lucky. I also played another character called Synthesizer Patel in a show called Look Around You. That was good fun. But Naveed is definitely the most popular, and that's the one that, you know, when people shout at the street, where's Mina? I say, she's fictional. Or I say, she's stuck in the van. But that's definitely the one that's... what's weird about Naveed is that it's anyone, male, female, 4 years old, 90 years old. I go to tea in the park, some skinny guy in jeans wants his picture with me. I'm like, what, you watch Still Game? So that's amazing, the feedback that we've had about Still Game. And we're coming back. We're filming again this summer, season 7. So we're hoping to overtake Game of Thrones this year.
Okay. What did you like at school? Did you have any favourite subjects or teachers?
I was boringly an all-rounder. I really like maths. Don't judge me. I really like maths and I was really good at maths. But I also liked English. But I never thought I was going to do anything with my English, which is actually what, you know, that was the subject actually that I used the most. But then I liked biology and the one I didn't like, the one I wanted to drop from a great height was history. That was the one I dropped as soon as I could. But I liked pretty much, and I was rubbish at art and I wish I'd been better at art. I was poor at art. But pretty much everything else I liked and I was sort of quite good at. But like I say, it's weird though. When I think back to the English that I did in like third and fourth year, things like alliteration and figures of speech, all the stuff that, you know, I use every day. It's weird to think that I use it every day, but I didn't pay much attention at the time. So, maths and English, weirdly, and French.
Right.
What is the latest big thing you're going to work on?
Still Game. I'm doing River City again, so River City gets filmed in 3 months. Although it goes out every week of the year, we film it in 3 month blocks. So I finished my last block 4 weeks ago, and I start the next block the 22nd of August. In between the two of them, Still Game will get filled July, August. So it's rare in my business, unless you're David Tennant, to know what you're doing for the whole year. But for the first time in my career, I can say I know what I'm doing, like for the rest of the year, which is good when you've got 3 kids and a rabbit and a guinea pig and a dog and a mortgage.
Okay. Do you have any role models?
Billy Connolly's a big role model. Billy Connolly is someone that basically had the confidence to say stories that he heard in the shipyards in Glasgow, and he tells those same stories in Australia. He tells them to the world. Mm-hmm. He's never really changed his worldview. Big role model, Billy Connolly. And also just coming from, you know, it's weird. He grew up in Partick, where my kids go to school now. So it's strange to think that I'm walking the same streets that he walked when he was a child. I don't walk the same streets as him now because he lives, I don't know, he lives Beverly Hills or something. But no, he's a massive role model for me.
If you could do any job apart from yours, what would you do?
Probably teacher. Genuinely, I was, I would, in another life, I would be a maths teacher. And I did a bit of tutoring for a friend when I was at university. And I remember explaining the equation of a straight line to a 15-year-old boy, and he got it, and a wee light went on in his eyes. I thought, if I could get that once a week, I'd teach. And teaching is a very noble, dare I say, I'm not just saying because I'm here, underrated, underpaid profession. And it's lovely to come to school like this, where there seems to be a lovely relationship between the teachers, unless you're all lying on that stage. There seems to be a lovely relationship between the teachers and the pupils, and that's really nice to see, because I think teachers should be valued more, and it's great to see that maybe they are valued in a school like this. Maybe not financially, I hope they are, but, you know, in terms of the emotion and the relationship between the pupils and the teachers.
Okay, thank you so much for taking the time to come to our awards ceremony.
It was my pleasure, and good luck to all these in the future. Okay. You'll do smashing.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.